It's about 7:15, I think, on Wednesday morning, and Claude's just about to leave the house to drive down to London. She's got a couple of meetings today in Shepherd's Bush, and then an away day tomorrow. Talking about the change between London and Manchester for the BBC, and that kind of stuff. So I'm out on my usual morning constitutional walk with Poppy. We're down by the brook, usually the point where I stop and let her play around, so that's why I've got my phone out to do a boo. It's a beautiful day, really cold but really sunny. The ground is still hard underfoot, which, I mean, it's still frosty as well, but it's been frosty a few days recently, but not hard underfoot. So yes, very cold, very bright, very lovely, and I'm in my favourite spot, really. I love this bit around, down by the brook. It's only, I don't know, half a mile from my house down the field, and it's just really peaceful. I mean the wind's blowing in the wrong direction today, so I can hear the M6 but I mean, you know, can't be too picky about these things. I'm just booing in a kind of self-therapy way, I suppose, to note that despite I had one day last week where I was definitely what I'd term on the brink of an anxiety attack, or a wavering into territory familiar, I've been brilliant since we've moved, as in brilliant, as in healthy. You know, as in not having a racing mind, at peace with myself much, much more. I really feel privileged to have found this little spot. Me and Claude are so happy here, and Poppy's really happy here. It's looking better by the day since I don't know, this is just a pipe dream, but the farm next door is up for rent. So who knows? Who knows? I'm making inquiries. Yeah, that's for another boo. but yeah, I just thought I'd boo on this subject because I use Google Buzz, and a friend on there has made a really nice comment about me today, and it basically, full of warmth, and it made me just, you know, because. I mean, people on Buzz don't know so much as people on Audio Boo, but I've, you know, obviously had 2 years of a mental health nightmare, and let me just say that I haven't felt particularly sane, to put it mildly, and it's just really nice to have someone saying something and saying, you know. Just clearly not thinking you're a mad nutter, which is just always nice to hear, because you never know, you know, you can't really be certain about what normality is when you've had, I mean, with the 8 years of physical health problems and then 2 years of mental health problems, they twist the way you think about everything, and you don't know how twisted you are. And it's nice to know that you're possibly not as twisted by it all, and not irreparably damaged by it all, and that there's every step is a small step in the way of getting better and getting over what really, I think, ultimately, whilst, you know, there's things to talk to my psychiatrist about that are the sort of issues that probably everyone's got in mild amounts. Things about growing up, things about school, things about family. Things that are complicated and hard to understand, but not necessarily things that have to define you on a day-to-day basis, and what, how you think and what you do and who you are. And then you're left with the rest of the stuff, which, you know, for me was chronic anxiety, trembling, panic attacks and depression, interspersed with periods of what we've agreed to call dysfunctional enthusiasm, I think. I can't remember what the last term the psychiatrist used was. It was initially described as mania. That was when they were about to diagnose me as bipolar disorder. But the weird thing about that is that I changed psychiatrists shortly afterwards through no choice of my own, just because the health service moving departments. And that diagnosis still hasn't been made, so I'm quite relieved, because I mean, it's only a diagnosis and it doesn't change who I am, but it is a label that stigmatises in many ways. And, you know, I mean, the first thing that my mother-in-law said to me when I mentioned that the psychiatrist was talking about, he suspected I was suffering from bipolar disorder, was, "Oh, manic depressives are a nightmare to live with." You know, she's never really had my thoughts at the forefront of her mind when considering her daughter's life, you know. So when I proposed, for example, it took her 20 minutes and me to crack open a bottle of champagne to actually say anything about it or congratulate us. Anyway, she's lovely, really. Yeah, that's it, really. Nothing more to say, just really appreciating the smaller things in life, and realising they're bigger things than I ever imagined. The space and quiet, the time to think. The escape from 20 years of London, which can possibly take its toll on anyone, but just in different ways. Anyway, have a good day, and yeah, sanity be with you, whatever that is.